Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
It's Mark Rawson. I like to welcome you to Melissa's show. As always, she has a tendency sometimes to get stuck in traffic, so I'm going to go grab her in a minute and bring her on the air. But I want to welcome everybody to this new year and let you know that you're listening to Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Heavener. And if you want to find out more about this radio show or any of the other radio shows, you can go to the radio show website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I just want to let you know that she is going to be doing readings and everything today in about 30 minutes. She'll be on the air in a few minutes, but she'll be doing readings. And if you'd like to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So with that, I'm going to go check and just see if she's in the call queue. While I do that, I'm going to leave you with a quick little song piece that hopefully will give me enough time to be back with her. So hold on, everybody.
And the cost left my heart broken, so I had it all for repairs. Wandering in my desert, your oasis appears. You're like a long cool drink of water. I'm thirsty, that's clear when I taste you. I know you, I know you, I do. So can you feel it? Tell me I need to know.
All right, and that just gave me enough time. Melissa, are you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Happy, happy, happy New Year. I apologize for that. I think because my energy was high preparing for the show, my phone was acting up and it kept hanging up on me and not letting me connect to the show. So I'm sorry for the delay, but I'm so happy to be here and so happy to connect with you in the new year. Yay! There's so much going on in my world, and I am so excited about the future. I have so many plans for projects and great things to just give back and connect with spirit. And so tonight's show, I really want to talk about the new year and a new you and new energy and kind of what the energy for this new year should bring about. But before I get to that, I also want to let you know that I am starting up the Psychic in Your Pocket videos actually this month. I should have the first fully by Sunday evening at the latest. And so you can continue to email me at mhevener, that's my last name, H-E-V-E-N-O-R, aol.com with your spiritual questions or questions about energy, anything along those lines, and I will do a video blog and answer them for you on my YouTube channel, which is mhevener94 on YouTube, and the segments are called Psychic in Your Pocket. I also have a great number of guests planned for Latte of Heaven, the radio show this year, which I'm super excited about, and I just recently scheduled I will be on Anna Taylor's radio show on the 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So I will have that link up, and I'll be connecting with my dear friend Anna, who's been on this show, I think, at least once, and we'll definitely have her on again this year. So it's going to be amazing. I'm also really excited because I'm planning to make it to Lilydale this year. And if you don't know, Lilydale is one of the most spiritual places in the United States. It's actually where mediumship began in the U.S. It's northern New York, up near Buffalo, and there's such a history there. I'm so excited to go, to just feel the energy and be in that community. It's actually only mediums and psychics that live there, but primarily mediums. And it's a community, and they open it to the public, and you can get readings. And they have many, many teachers that come every year to teach about all different things related to spirituality and mediumship. And my dear friend and teacher, Lisa Williams, has just recently bought a house there, and so I'm going to be visiting her in her new house in Lilydale this summer. And we're probably going to videotape a lot of that, and I'm just so super excited. So that's one of the things that's here. And I'm also planning to be at several Life Conscious Expos, which I'll give you the dates for that. And I almost have my book completed. Yay! And I'm working on another book, which is actually about spiritual living and daily practices that you can do in order to enhance your connection to spirit and help you on your daily journey, actually. And it's going to be kind of like a spiritual devotional book, but with affirmations and things to just help you feel connected. So I'm super excited to have that, to be working on that and have that hopefully come out before the end of the year is done. So that's a few of the things that I'm working on. But what I really wanted to focus on for this show, since it's the first one of the year, is how to start your year off right. Now, there's several practices that I do that tend to be very helpful for the new year, and typically you would do them either New Year's Eve, some of them, and then the first day of the year, but it's a little later than that. It's okay to do it as long as you get it done before, usually before the 8th, you're in good shape. So you still have a few more days. Now, one of the things that I like to do is, it's actually a Spanish tradition or cult or custom, and that is to eat 12 grapes. And with each grape, you recognize that each represents the month of the 12 months of the year. And with each one, you say, I'd like to thank my guides and God or whoever it is that you pray to, or Buddha or the higher spirit or your higher self, to ensure that this month, January, be strong, healthy, and help me for my highest good. And then you go through and eat each of the grapes, saying that same thing for each month. So I did that actually on New Year's Eve. But as I said, you have until the 8th to do that. And sometimes it's nice to light a candle and have a little sip of champagne if you like to have a little toast and just thank your guides for being there. Or you can have 7-Up, whatever you fancy. And that's a nice little tradition that that I've been doing for several years, because one of my dearest friends is actually from Argentina. So I first learned about that, spending the holidays with her family. And then I was reminded of it this year when I got to spend the New Year's Eve with some dear friends of mine from Cuba. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And another practice, which is, it's really just kind of a ritual to do for fun, and also it tends to work quite well, is you have a meal that includes collard greens for wealth, black-eyed peas for good luck, turnips are for good health, so I ate lots of turnips and lots of greens, and then cornbread usually because it's a more southern tradition, but the cornbread represents like the bread of life and having wealth and being happy. So you just kind of blend that together or separately and then put them on a plate and just eat each of them, thanking spirit for ensuring that you have the good health, the good luck, the good wealth all in the new year. So those are some of the things that I did to kind of ensure that to happen for 2014. I'm also really excited to say that at the end of 2012, before we came into 2013, I was asked by a lot of people what I felt overall in terms of the energy for 2013. And I had a feeling it was going to be a bumpy year, not just for myself, but overall, just with some of the things that were going on astronomically and the overall feeling for the year. I just thought it was going to be a doozy of a year. And if you had a great 2013, I'm super happy for you, and it's just going to continue for 2014. If you're like me and you had a rough 2013, you're in good company because 2013 was a doozy for me, lots of lessons. But I can happily say that for 2014, I feel really good energy. I think the energy overall is going to be much more stable. I feel as though there's going to be a lot of relief with the economy for 2014, and I just feel a more peaceful existence for the 12 months of 2014. So I'm very happy to be able to share that with you. And I know that I'm going to be carrying a lot of the lessons that I learned in 2013 into 2014. So those lessons will not need to be repeated. So as I said, if you're like me and 2013 was rough, just thank your guides, thank God, thank your higher self for those lessons. Let it be known that you learned those lessons and they don't need to be repeated for this new year. Now, I actually posted something on my Facebook page. I believe it was New Year's Eve, but we are in luck because not only was it the first of the year, but we had a new moon on the 1st of January, which meant that it's a really strong time to manifest. And if you happen to miss putting your wishes or what you'd like to have happen in 2014, there's a process that you can do that sort of falls on those lines, and it basically involves writing a list of the top 10, or I stretched it a little bit, 12 for myself, the top 12 things that you'd like to accomplish or that you'd like to have in 2014. It can really be anything. You write them down. And you try to kind of write them in terms of priority from 1 to 12, 1 being the most important, and then so on. And then you fold it up. I usually fold it up in 4s because 4 is an even number and it's also an angel number. You fold it up in a square in 4s, and then you place it somewhere where you will not be tempted to open it or look at it until the 31st of 2014, until New Year's Eve 2014. And then you look at it and you look at all the things that have either happened or haven't happened that were on your list and just kind of thank the angels for the things that have and think about or reflect on why maybe not all of them happened but why you'd want them to happen then in the next year. So I was recently looking at my list for that I did for 2013. And I was so excited because one of the things on there was to have my own radio show, which definitely happened. And I also put that I wanted to move into a happy, healthy place for the new year, and I'm just getting ready to make that move now. I've been preparing for a while, but I really wanted to save it until after the new year. So I'm actually moving tomorrow. Yay! New place, new energy. And that's just some of the things that that I had written down that have come to fruition. So I really think that writing down and giving thanks can help that happen. So if you haven't done that already, definitely do it. And remember, it's really important to fold it in four so it's an even number and blessed by the angels, and to put it in a place where you won't be tempted to look at it until the end of the year. I decided to address this for the show because so many people write me emails or messages on Facebook saying, what are some of the practices that you do to help open to a more spiritual life for the new year, or some of the practices that you do to help with manifestation. So I wanted to take this time to share it with you. So those are some of the things that I do. As far as making sure it's a good year or setting the right energy for the new year, some of the things that I think are like vital or really important for keeping your connection with spirit are quite simple, but we tend to forget it when we get stuck in the humdrum of daily living. So I actually posted on Facebook just some reminders, but I'll repeat them with you guys because I promise you that if you do these things, and as I said, they're simple, you'll find that it will set the tone for the entire year. And so the first of those is make sure to smile often. Smiling is just a simple gesture, but it actually gives off the energy of gratitude. It can brighten up someone's day. And it's just an easy way to say thank you and to kind of deter some of the negative energy that we can face when we're going out into the world. And the other thing would be, you know, use your words wisely. Sometimes with technology, and there's so many different ways that we can communicate now, we forget about the energetic impact of our words, whether they be typed in text or spoken. Our words are very, very powerful, and they work like a boomerang. What we put out there definitely comes back to us. And so one of the things that I found that I really enjoy doing is I've been taking pictures of texts, without showing the names, of course, of people that have been sending really encouraging texts or sweet texts or funny texts, and I've been putting them on Instagram or putting them on Facebook just to show what an impact that these kind words have. And it takes like, you know, a minute maybe to send a text, and it can really change someone's attitude, someone's mood, someone's whole day can be set by it. So when you're thinking about someone or you know that someone's going through something difficult, don't hesitate to send a text, even if it's just one of those little happy, smiley faces or a heart, because they really can change the energy around people. And just think about, even though it may seem like a silly, frivolous text that you're sending someone sometimes, if it's a reminder of an appointment or something else that's kind of mundane, just think about adding something a little loving to it or kind to it, because you never know the kind of impact it will have. And as I said, it will all come back to you in a positive way tenfold. So that's the second thing I would recommend. Just be very wise with your words, no matter how they're expressed or where they're expressed, and realize that that's the energy you're putting back, and that's the energy that you want in return. The other thing is you have to make sure that you dance and sing a lot. Even if you can't sing or you feel like you can't dance, it makes no difference whatsoever. because you do that as a form of gratitude. Music automatically lifts your vibration and puts you in that higher vibration and connection with spirit. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling sick, anything like that, music is a great holistic tool to help. And, you know, if you are feeling those things, it's good to play more positive music because that will change the energy of the vibration around you. And so I make sure to sing and dance at least once a day, no matter what is going on. And I've actually had some challenges this year with health, but I'm doing pretty well now. And I even was in the hospital, and I was playing music. And I was in an area where it was really quiet, but I didn't have my headphones. And so I was trying to play it low and be respectful and everything, but, you know, the energy of the hospital can be kind of blah, and there's a lot of energy and spirit, so it can be a little bit overwhelming for me. So I put on the music, and I got really nervous because a nurse came in, and I thought she was going to tell me to turn it down, and it turns out that she was working with patients that were actually in coma, and a patient woke up and told her to tell the person to turn the music up. So that was amazing because, you know, here I was concerned about disturbing people, and it actually helped. You know, I would think the person was going to wake up anyway or that was in their contract, but I just thought it was incredible that they asked that the music be turned up. So at that point, I turned it up so loud you could hear it on the whole floor, but the nurses were really happy because that was a miracle that happened. So I had to share that with you guys. But I'm doing much better health-wise, thank God, and I ate a lot of turnips to ensure that that stays. And I have a lot of things planned, so I've got to stay healthy for that. And that also opens the door for me to let you know. I think I've mentioned it here briefly on the show before, but I am a medical intuitive. So if you're having health issues or you know someone that's having any type of health issue, it can be physical, mental, or spiritual, feel free to contact me and to make an appointment, talk about those things, or to shoot me an email. And sometimes it can just be a really brief question that you may have, or you may wonder if I'd be able to help. Just shoot me an email at that email that I gave you, and I can let you know what would probably be the best course or the best thing to do, whatever your needs may be. But that's another area of my practice or profession, whatever you want to call it, in the spiritual arena that I really want to expand on, because through some of the things that I've gone through in 2013, my healing ability and my awareness for health, physical health, and health of the physical body has become very, very heightened. And I found some things holistically that have helped me tremendously. I also started on Pinterest, I'm on there as well, a page or a board, I guess you'd say, on Pinterest about what you can eat that can actually strengthen your chakras and strengthen your connection with spirit and strengthen the areas of your body that may be weaker from physical things that you're going through. I'm also a cancer advocate. I have a lot of friends and family members and people that I love and people that I've actually lost who are battling cancer. And so I've become very passionate about cancer, cancer awareness, eating healthy for people that are facing that or people that want to just be have a more preventative approach. So that's definitely something you'd want to check out if you're having some kind of health issue or if you just want to live healthier and have a stronger energetic body that will connect you more to spirit, check me out on Pinterest for that. I am going to continue to do the free email readings for my followers on Twitter because I love giving back that way. And I also love just allowing Spirit to choose who will receive a free email reading when they need it. I have an actual program that randomly chooses the followers from, I do it from the Twitter followers, Instagram followers, and the followers of YouTube. And so randomly it chooses one from each of those platforms, and then I contact that person and ask them to send me three email questions, and I answer those questions for them for free as a way of giving back. So I will continue to do that in 2014 with a heart full of gratitude, and I can't wait to connect with the lucky winners. So definitely follow me on those platforms for the chance of a free reading, because you never know who Spirit's going to choose for that. See that we're coming up to the half an hour mark, so I look forward to doing readings for you guys and let you kind of know what's ahead for 2014. I'm going to be doing psychic readings this evening, but I promise you there's going to be more of a mediumship approach, probably starting in February. I'll explain why February when we get a little closer, but in February I will be doing mediumship readings over the air on the radio, and I will do it actually throughout the year. But tonight's show is going to be psychic, so please keep your questions in more of the psychic arena, and I'll let Mark give out that information so you can call in and we can connect.
Okay, so you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you're listening to Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Hebner. She is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can find out more about her work by going to her website at melissahebner.com. That's MelissaHevenor.com. And, of course, you're listening to us, and you can find out more about us at spiritualconnectionsradio.com, including her link is available on the website in case you didn't get a chance to write it down or you're listening to this on the replay. To call in and get a reading, please call 646-716-9663. Melissa, are you ready to go?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to bring Valerie on first. Valerie, you're on with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year.
And I'm glad your health is better.
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing quite well, thanks.
Good. The last reading I had with you, you said I'd have two in-person interviews, and that actually did happen.
Okay.
But I did not hear back from them, but I did accept the job offer today, so I wanted to see how that's going to go.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to start off the year.
Yes.
Hold on one second, okay? Let me just connect here for you.
Sure.
Well, I'm happy to tell you I feel really good energy around it, and it feels to me as though there'll be an opportunity to progress or to either a promotion or a pay raise rather quickly. So just be aware of that. And I feel as though you're going to be there for a while, which means, you know, at least a couple of years. I'm seeing at least 2 years. But there's not going to be, like, a lot of job. It's going to, like, open doors for an opportunity for another position for either higher pay or a little bit more in the direction that you're looking for. But I feel this is going to be a very good thing. Be aware, though, that they have changed the infrastructure of the area or the position where you're working. So they're still making adjustments. I feel like they're still hiring additional people and sort of rerouting who is doing what, kind of, so to speak. So I feel like there's going to be some uncertainty as far as probably mid-February. And usually I'm good with my timelines. There's usually a three-week window when I pick up things related to time. But it feels like around mid-February, that's going to settle down a little bit, and then it'll make it a little easier. And the perimeters of, you know, what your work's supposed to be will be very set in stone, and it'll just feel calmer. But overall, I feel like you're going to enjoy the environment, and this is a really good position. And like I said, I feel so you'll be there for quite some time until the doors of opportunity open for you to take another position along the same line, but a little bit more towards what you're looking to go towards.
Would that be management then?
Yes, yes. More administrative, more management, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. And are we seeing that with that company or perhaps another company?
It feels to me as though it'll be within that company. Like I said, the opportunity is going to come through the position that you just took, but it feels like it'll be within the same, you know, under the same wing, so within the same company, just a different position, being more administrative.
Okay, so because the position basically is temporary, is what I was told.
But I do feel as though it's going to last longer than they think. Like, I think they're going to keep you in it longer than anticipated, and then it is going to open a door for a position in more of an administrative role.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, it feels very strongly. I feel very strongly about that.
And so it's a good working environment so far as people and...
Yes, I feel like it's going to be much more of a good fit in terms of the people. I feel like there won't be as much micromanaging over you, which I would assume is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yes, and just much calmer in terms of schedule, in terms of communication. I think that's going to be a lot smoother. There's not going to be as much he said, she said kind of thing. It's going to be just a much better overall work environment, and it's going to open doors to what you're looking towards, which is more the administration.
Oh, great. That sounds really beautiful.
Yay!
Yay!
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year, and thank you for calling.
Okay, Brandy, you're on the air.
Hi there. Hi, Melissa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Do you have
I was wondering. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering if you could give me some information regarding my physical health and my mental health. I've been kind of struggling with those.
Okay, give me 1 second to connect to your energy here. One thing I can tell you is energetically, your solar plexus is really depleted, which is, it's actually the stomach area of your body is where the solar plexus is. And the color that resonates with the solar plexus is yellow. So eating yellow foods will definitely help to strengthen that. Of course, as long as you're not allergic to them. And also putting lemon in, like, tea or something, or even water, something that you can drink on a regular basis will definitely help the stomach area. In terms of more of the mental health, I'm picking up some anxiety issues, and usually green jade is really, really good for anxiety and anything along those lines, even depression, anger management, anything like that, green jade is really good for. And the darker the green jade, the stronger the healing property. So I definitely would recommend getting yourself some of those. Make sure that you cleanse them before you wear them, which you could burn white sage around them or place them in direct sunlight for 3 hours. That cleanses them. And if these are ongoing issues that you're having, you'd want to cleanse them at least once every 2 weeks in the same way, just to, because they work like an air conditioner filter. So the filter has to be cleansed because the jade is a very high vibration. I'm also picking up an issue with headaches or discomfort in the head. And that feels to me as though it's stress-related, but it's also connected to whatever's going on in the physical body. And for anything like that, a bloodstone is really good for. And as long as you don't have any sugar issues, because this is very, it's high in natural sugar, but beets as a vegetable are really, really good for overall health, really good for digestion, really good for headache relief, really good for circulation issues, really good for boosting the B12, really good for boosting the iron. It's really like a miracle food that a lot of people don't know about, and it's very good as a preventative. But the key to eating beets is that you can't cook them more than 15 minutes, so you wouldn't boil them more than 15 minutes because after that, it takes away the nutrition. And even just drinking the juice that you cook them in is really good. Or if you prefer getting them canned, canned is okay. Of course, it's not as good as the fresh. But eating one a day is really good for overall health, no matter what the issues are. Again, as long as there's no serious sugar issues to worry about, because they have a lot of natural sugar. But they are a miracle food, indeed.
Wow, okay.
Is this helpful for you?
Absolutely, it's helpful. I have another question for you, though.
Okay.
I am seeing the number, like, on clocks, 11:11 all the time, in the morning, at night. It just stops me in my track every time I see it. What is that all about?
Well, 11 is definitely an angel number. And so when you're seeing it, it's angels letting you know that they're around you. But I also feel as though there's two people in spirit that have passed on that are watching over you. And they've sort of become like a guardian angel for you, both of them, which is very special because that's only granted when they ask the higher power, the higher energy, and it's only granted in special circumstances. And I feel as though you have, like I said, two people in spirit that are watching over, and they've been granted the position of being a guardian angel specifically for you. So that's their way of letting you know that they're watching you and that they're helping you on your path. And I know I said I was going to stick to more psychic tonight, but when I feel the energy that strongly, I just had to let you know that they're there. And it feels like a male and a female energy. So it's a sign from them to let you know that they're around you and that they're guiding you and that 2014 is going to be much better.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yes.
Wow.
Have a great evening.
Thank you
and thank
so
you.
Much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Ellen, you're on the air with Melissa.
Thank you. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Yay. Do you have a question?
Yes. I've been with my present employer for about a year and 3 or 4 months, and we're finally getting around to my review, and it's going to happen on Monday. Can you give me any insight as to what's going to happen?
Okay, give me 1 second, please. Okay, I do feel good energy around it, which is good, but I feel as though they're going to your boss, I guess you'd say, is going to question you about two things that occurred over the past year. And, of course, as I would always say, just be as honest as you can be. Don't worry about, you know, stepping on someone's toes. Just be really honest about what happened. As I mentioned, there's going to be two things they're going to ask you about. I don't feel that it's going to be a huge problem. Just be upfront, be honest, and I think it's actually going to open doors for you to get some kind of bonus or additional money this year, because I do see more money coming in for you, and it feels like very soon after this occurs. So with that being said, in terms of very soon, that would mean to me within the month. So that's very good. But you don't have anything to be too concerned about. Just remember to just be honest about whatever it is they ask you. And I just see it as a small glitch, but overall it's going to be a very positive thing. And I feel as though there's also been the delay in terms of the review because the universe or spirit wanted the right perspective and wanted the person that's actually doing the review to be in the right mindset. And so this is definitely divine intervention and divine energy that set it up to occur when it is happening.
Ah, no, I agree. That makes sense, that last part. It really does.
Okay, yay. Happy New Year and good luck.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, it's Mark. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can you connect with Robin and find out what she's got for messages as far as what I need to know from my guides right now?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Robin says, hi, Mark. And she's saying that it's really important that you focus energy at home or being at home, not necessarily all the time, but particularly for February, March, and April, she's saying. At home, I guess it means New Jersey. And that you focus your energy there, and that's really important, and it's going to set the tone for the rest of the year. And she's also saying that there's something in the works for you to travel internationally again. So just be aware that that's going to happen, and the divine is basically setting that in motion. And there's also really good energy in terms of a love connection around you right now, too. So I feel really good about that. She's saying to just take your time and let things kind of happen as they may. And I definitely feel money coming in this year, particularly. I just keep hearing abundance, abundance, abundance. But I feel as though, as the way that Robin's putting it, you're really going to start to see that come February. And the end of February, those stepping stones for the abundance are really going to start to fall into place, and you'll start to recognize where and how that's going to happen. And I definitely see you doing traveling, but for the first couple months of the year, it's important that you focus your energy at home. And I don't know if that means, like, literally being in that area or just being attentive to family and things like that. But 2014 has great, great energy. And I also feel as though, you know, everything that you're doing with the radio and with Blog Talk is really going to open the doors for financial profit and other job opportunities. So just be aware that, you know, that it's all happening for a reason, too.
Do you have a sense from Robin? It seems to me that I'd like to have a validation that there's a lesson of surrender that's happening for me right now.
Hold on 1 second. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's about surrendering and just trusting that what's needed is going to be provided and just, you know, not worrying, just trusting that spirit and your guides and your loved ones are going to provide it. And, you know, surrender is such an important lesson for all of us, but the more we embrace that, the quicker we can kind of get over the hump, you know, where it needs to happen and move forward.
for abundance and for easier times. But I feel like you're really embracing that energy, and that's definitely the lesson that's going on right now. I do feel like, though, by the end of this month, it's going to be very smooth sailing, and it's going to be kind of lesson learned, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always like to joke with people and tell them I'm going to basically surrender right away as soon as I push it through and get it done.
Yeah, that's good. I
They're like, no,
that.
Wait a second. I think you're missing the point on what surrender is.
No, I get it. But I would do the same thing. But then I'm like, I kind of missed it. But I feel the same way.
Yeah. All right. Back to you. We're done with callers for now. Thank you.
Okay. Well, as you can see, the energy overall for 2014 feels good for people. I feel as though it's going to be a great year for opportunity. So if opportunity knocks, definitely answer that door and realize, even if it seems like something you might not be interested in or just a small thing, remember that the smallest ripple in a pond can be the start of something great or huge. So don't miss out on even the smallest opportunities, because you don't know if that's the way that spirit is bringing in your twin flame, because I know a lot of people want to know about soulmates and twin flames for the new year. I feel as if there's going to be an overall abundance of love and opportunity for love and really twin flames connecting. I feel a lot of marriages are going to be happening, a lot of babies being born. I feel like it's just going to be a really great year in so many ways. So just realize that, you know, spirit tries to find the smallest, most simple ways to bring the greatest amount of blessings, and they come in the smallest of opportunities. So definitely don't shy away from them. When something occurs that you're like, oh, I'm not sure what that's about, but, you know, investigate it, pray about it, meditate about it. You never know what doors it's going to open. And since the energy for this year feels good, it's probably a good thing to look into. I know for myself, as I mentioned with the free email readings that I do for followers, they're chosen randomly, and I use a little computer program that does it for me. And I recently did one, and I couldn't believe it when I found out the lady that I did it for, one of her relatives was a really important person in Hollywood, actually like a Hollywood legend type person. And I thought, what a blessing, because who knows if I would have been in contact with her or in contact with her relatives if I hadn't given back to the universe and offered these free readings. And I never know who spirit's going to choose for that to occur. So it's a blessing for both. And it just shows that, you know, you should always take the opportunity to give back to people in general, to those that are less fortunate, just to be kind to people, because spirit will find a way to reward you in ways that you never imagined. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I had some rough moments in terms of my health this year, and so I wasn't able to go out and do the readings in person as much as I did before. With my cerebral palsy, I have a bit of a lower immune system as it is, and then I had some bouts with some different health things this year, and it made my immune system even lower. And so I wasn't able to do the in-person readings as much as I typically would, or to be out in public or do as many public speaking engagements. And just when that occurred, and I was feeling kind of down, because I love people and I love events and I'm just a real people person. I love energy in all forms. And I was really down about, you know, having to kind of be a little more isolated and not feeling that great. And that's when the opportunity for the radio show came, which was really a miracle. And I want to thank Mark for giving me that opportunity because it allowed me to connect with you guys even when I wasn't able to be in public and be with you. And it allowed me to connect with more people. And the amount of followers and support that I've gotten since the radio show has just really helped me through what was a very difficult year. And now it gives me the opportunity to give back and to connect with all of you into 2014. And I have so many events and, you know, in-person engagements and different things that are planned now that my health is a little more in order. And so I'm super excited. And it just shows that right when you need something, divine timing opens up and allows it to happen. And having a radio show was one of the things that was on my list, 2012 for 2013. So it just kind of shows how the universe allows those things to line up when the timing is right. I also have been asked recently about how often I get readings. And I think this is a really important question because, you know, as a psychic medium and an energy healer, people want to know who do you go to and how often. I go to people that become highly recommended. Definitely someone that's been recommended by a friend or someone that I know is really familiar with the process, and I can trust that the service is going to be good. And I always also look at the photograph of the person that I'm going to get a reading from and see if I really feel like our energy kind of connects. And for those of you that may not feel energy as readily, it's just looking at the photograph of the person or reading about the person on their website and see if you feel like you kind of jive the energy. That's the best way to know if it's the right person for you. And just try as much as you can to go into a reading without too much expectation. Just allow yourself to be open to whatever it is that spirit wants you to know. And to whatever it is that your loved ones that have passed may want to tell you, because sometimes they have messages for you that you're not even expecting. You may have something on your list or something that you hope that comes through, and they may come through with that, or they may come through with something completely different than what you need to hear at that moment. But just be open. And the more that you try to do that, the better the reading will be. There are tons of really amazing psychic mediums out there. There's, you know, new schools that are being opened for those that want to get into it and perfect their gifts. So it's really becoming a respected profession, which I think is amazing. That being said, it's important to realize, too, that when you make an appointment with the psychic medium, it's important to try to keep that appointment. And I know that things come up, and things come up for me too, so I completely understand that. But I found recently, because I do have a bit of a waiting list now for readings, and I found recently that, you know, people have to cancel their appointment for whatever reason, but they'll let me know maybe an hour before. And it's really not fair to the other people that are on a waiting list for meeting with me. And also, then they'll say, oh, can you do the reading tomorrow since I wasn't able to make the reading today? And as much as I would love to be available to do that, I am booking for February. And I even have a bunch of readings that are already booked for June and for summertime. So just realize, you know, if you have something important that's come up, I have a waiting list, and I can put you on the waiting list, and I try to get to the readings as quickly as I can, but there is a bit of a waiting period. As soon as you contact me and a reading is purchased, then you get scheduled. But that's kind of what's happening now, and I feel bad because I want to serve as many and as much as possible, but it's just me, and so it can be a little hard sometimes. So just keep that in mind when you're interested in a reading, or if your birthday is coming up and you'd like one for your birthday, you know, don't be afraid or don't hesitate to schedule months before, because then you'll be sure to have it around the time that you're looking for it. I also wanted to let you know that something happened to me recently that's never happened before, and it was actually a past life vision. Instead of being like a psychic vision, I had a vision of past life. I was actually writing a Christmas card to someone, and I literally was sitting at a dining room table with a red tablecloth, and I had a vision of myself doing the same thing, except it was about the 1800s, and I had a quilt pen in my hand, and I was writing out Christmas cards, and a gentleman with a British accent was dictating the card to me. So that was the first time that's ever happened. It was a really interesting, amazing experience, and I'm going to blog about it a little bit more, hopefully this weekend. But that's something new that just happened, so I wanted to share it with you. So, yes, past life visions can happen, just like psychic visions can happen, and I'll definitely share it in my blog, so check that out when you get a chance. That's on my website. And I thank you guys for listening, and I look forward to an amazing 2014. I can't wait to read for you, whether it be a psychic reading or a mediumship reading and or a medical intuitive reading or animal communication reading. I do pretty much all of it. And I do it by email, I do Skype, over the phone, or my absolute favorite, just because I love actually connecting with people in the physical, but either type of reading is equally accurate. And please follow me on Twitter at mhevener. Follow me on Instagram and YouTube, and it gives you the opportunity for a possible free reading. And also for the tips I was talking about, just for a really upbeat, inspirational messages and pictures. And I love you guys, and I'm so excited to share Latte of Heaven with you all year long. Have a great evening.
Hey, thanks, Melissa, and thank you to Robin. I meant to say thank you to Robin before, and Happy New Year. And I'll go ahead and close down the show for you. So, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Latte of Heaven with Melissa Ebener. She's on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m., and you can find the replays up in the archives if you missed any part of the show. Good night, everybody. Good night,
bye.
Melissa.